It's so good to be back home. I've missed you. And I know our baby girl has missed you too. I hope you're not too upset. I had to leave with her for a couple months. But I have a ton to update you on, honey. Just a ton of exciting news. So, first of all, our daughter has missed you. She really has. And I have too. But she mentioned almost every night that she missed her daddy's special bedtime kisses and playtime. And of course, I had to fill in for you for the bedtime kisses. But you know, I don't mind at all. But nothing compares to daddy, though. But the biggest and most exciting news, she's pregnant. I know. Can you believe it? Can you literally believe I successfully got our 8-year-old daughter pregnant? I didn't know whether or not the fertility hormones would work or not to kickstart her reproduction ability, but it did. And I found a gynecologist on the dark web that confirmed the pregnancy with an ultrasound, and lo and behold, she's got a bun in the oven. Oh my God, isn't it so exciting? You're gonna be a grandfather. But babe, I really wish it was your seed that would have knocked her up. I know, I know. I'm sorry to bring up such a touchy subject. I just really wish you could have gotten the balls, pun unintended, to actually breed her. I still don't understand why you couldn't do it or were too scared, but I guess it doesn't matter. Now, I mean, she's pregnant, so that's what's important. It just would have been even more exciting to know it was your seed that bred her. How did it happen? Well, I'm guessing Daddy wants all the details, huh? Well, you're gonna want to get that cock out, babe. Yes, 'cause me and your daughter have been on a journey these past 2 months. So, like I told you before, after I lost patience with you being too scared to breed her, I looked up which state had the most registered child sex offenders. And let me tell you, Texas did not disappoint. I looked up the addresses of registered sex offenders when we got there in Texas, and I just started knocking on doors with our sexy little 8-year-old. And of course, I dressed her in the best pedo bait clothes and such, just like you like. Pigtails, all those little dresses and skirts you like, and cotton panties. And I was strategic on which doors I knocked on as well. I wanted the men that had actually offended and were fresh out of jail. I still visited the child molesters, but I was definitely looking for the rapist. And I also ordered Viagra before I trip, because you know I don't like fucking around when it comes to breeding our daughter. So I fed these sex offenders Viagra so they could rape her repeatedly. And it was funny because a lot of them assumed it was a trap or a prank, but they ended up changing their tune when I would bust in their homes, slip my hands up our little whore, and finger her myself to show how serious I was. And some of them, I'd have to threaten to turn them into the authorities for sexual assault unless they actually sexually assaulted our daughter. So once we got past that point, it was game on. And honestly, it didn't take that much convincing with a lot of them. I mean, you know how sexy our baby girl is. Plus, I'd have her get on her knees and offer her mouth or bend over and flash her bare ass and pussy, which is, you know, the true pedo baits. But our baby girl, she would get raped multiple times a day for hours on end. I mean, so many Pettafell loads. I've never been so proud of her, and I didn't want one drop wasted in her mouth or her ass. And a lot of them would try to go for those fuck holes, but that is when the threats were dropped again. I mean, I still offered her mouth and asshole, of course, but they were instructed and really demanded to only come inside that womb for breeding purposes. The best day that we had was actually at a halfway house that was full of child offenders. It was like, oh my God, it was like winning the lottery of pedophiles. And our baby girl, oh my God, she had her first gangbang. Yes, 10 pedophile rapists, all dosed with Viagra. And babe, oh my God, I came so much that day. We were literally there from morning time until the sun came up the next morning. There was so much fucking, and I was just there in the corner the whole time, rubbing my pedo pussy, watching our daughter get raped like for 24 hours, just coaching her on. God, I've never seen so much cum inside that little cunt. Ugh. How many pedos raped our daughter altogether? God, honey, I don't even know, honestly. I started losing count after the first, like, 100 sex offenders. And we didn't waste a day since being gone because you know me, when I'm on a mission, I am hyper-focused. And she was raped every single day, multiple loads. And those pedos were violent, insatiable, and just so animalistic with her. God, some of them hadn't felt a pussy in years because, you know, they'd been in jail and it was so incredibly hot. Oh, and some of them were just so insatiable having a child's body again. And I was so turned on knowing that some of them were trying to blend back into society as functioning, non-threatening citizens. And here I was, offering them the best and most evil candy. My 8-year-old daughter's body to rape. And I would just lay her to bed at night without a shower or bath because I wanted that pedophile baby batter marinating in that little womb. God. Oh, I'm so turned on just thinking about those violent rapes on our daughter. God, I was just so fucking proud of her, too. She is literally the best pedophile cum dump. I feel like I should earn some kind of pedo mom award. Just all that nasty pedo seed spilled into our little girl. Hold on. Let's bring her in here. Baby girl, come here. Take your clothes off, sweetie. I want to show your daddy your changing little body. Look at this daddy. Oh, can you believe a tiny little bump is already popping up on her flat little belly? I mean, just look at this. Our time away from you was so worth it because I am so in love and aroused with the way her body already looks. That tiny little belly bump, along with her flat chest. I mean, my God, it's gonna be so incredible when that baby starts growing more, and then the sight of her, an 8-year-old, breastfeeding with those tiny little tits. Oh my God, I'm so fucking excited. Oh, baby girl, why don't you get down there on your knees and suck your daddy's hard cock and help him out? I was just telling him all about how good of a little rape slut you were for all those nasty pedophiles in Texas. Oh, and she knows how much it turned me on to see her take pedo cock after pedo cock like a fucking pro. And some of them, they made her cry and scared, but like she's been taught, that turns pedophiles like us on, even your own mom. I mean, when you cry for mommy, baby girl, mommy just rubs her pedo cunt harder. Fuck. Ugh. And what will make me rub my cunt even harder for the rest of my life is the fact that hundreds of sex offenders raped you, baby girl. You were used and raped by the worst pedophiles out there. Ones that are turned on so much by children they can't help but touch, molest, and rape. And I offered you to each one and masturbated while every single sick fuck raped my baby girl. God. Oh, I'm so turned on knowing that we have no earthly idea who the father is. I mean, God, you probably took like 1,000 loads total in a few months. That daddy that, you know, bred you could be, I mean, black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, literally anything. My 8-year-old baby girl is pregnant with a bastard child from a dirty fucking pedophile. Daddy likes this idea too. I mean, maybe this is a better idea, having some random rapist be the mystery father instead of her own dad. And babe, I took a video every single day so I could bring you home your very own child porn, your very own daughter rape child porn, because you know I'm good like that, and I can't wait to watch those videos with you, with our baby girl. Oh, why don't you come inside her mouth, daddy? Yes, remind her whose pedophile cum is the most important, her own daddy's incest seed, right in her little belly, right in her pregnant belly. Oh my God, yes, baby, come inside of her mouth. Yes, come inside of our pedo cum dump. Yes, there you go, daddy, just dump it down that throat, that little baby throat. There you go. Oh yes, daddy. She's missed you so much. Yes, she has. And you're gonna have to also remind her and reclaim that little child cunt. Yes, you will. You're gonna do that next, daddy. You're gonna claim your daughter's cunt for yours, because it is yours, isn't it, daddy? But God, I'm telling you, I'm never going to stop being turned on by all those pedophile rapists that